new releases, new music and the best live performances on Sound Out with Ian McGlynn.
Welcome back to the second part of tonight's Sound Out with me, Ian McGlynn. And of course, we're here with you until 10 o'clock this evening. Coming up between now and then, we will have wonderful music by the harpist Anaïs Godemar, her new release featuring music that spans a few centuries, in fact. But coming up right now, we are joined by Sheila Dempsey, who's dressed from top to tail in a bright, verdant green.
With a lump of drowned shamrock on my shoulder.
Indeed. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Sheila.
And to you too.
Right, well, we covered St. Patrick's Day last week, and it's obviously a little too late for anything to be happening today, really. But what's coming up in the next week?
Well, guess what day next Thursday is?
It is Thursday.
It is the European Day of Early Music.
Aha.
And the festival takes place in various countries all over Europe. And this is the first time that Ireland will be involved. So a night of Baroque opera will be held in Rose Street Church in Wexford at 8 o'clock on Thursday. A group of musicians will travel from the Czech Republic to take part in the performance under the direction of James Gray. And tickets are priced at 15 and 10 euro for students and are on sale at the Irish National Heritage Park in Ferrig-Carrig and in Wexford Silver, North Main Street, and will also be available on the door on the night.
Very nice. Now, I see here that the DIT, Conservatory of Music and Drama, has had a little bit of a name change.
That is correct. Mm. It is now known as TU Dublin Conservatoire.
Wow.
And former and current students will take to the RDS Concert Hall stage as part of the RDS Rising Stars concert on Wednesday the 20th at 7:30. And there'll be choral music performed by the TU Dublin Conservatoire Chamber Choir, music for solo piano, saxophone, harp, vibraphone, trumpet, cello, all sorts, even music for traditional ensemble featuring Mark Redmond on pipes. The concert is free, but booking is essential, and go to rds.ie. On Saturday night at 7 o'clock in the chapel on DCU St. Patrick's campus, get set for a free concert of Hungarian music by Liszt, Bartok and Kodály. It's in conjunction with the weekend Kodály workshop that's taking place. So go to kodály.ie for more information on that. And the Carducci Quartet, along with clarinetist Julian Bliss, are on the move this week, starting in Cork on Thursday the 21st in the Cork School of Music at 7 o'clock. At 7:30, then on Friday to the Model Arts Centre in Sligo. On Saturday, they'll be in Wexford in the National Opera House. And finally, on Sunday the 24th, they'll be in the Parade in Kilkenny. The programme includes Brahms' Clarinet Quintet in B minor, as well as music by Haydn and David Bruce. And you can check out their website for more details, carducciquartet.com.
Very nice. And indeed, we had a new release that features Julian Bliss, although we didn't actually hear Julian himself on the programme last week. A fine album, the music of Michael Zev Gordon. Now we are heading to the west, to Galway.
On Thursday night, the 21st at 8 o'clock in the Emily Anderson Concert Hall, NUI Galway, violinist Benjamin Baker and pianist Daniel Liepart play violin sonatas by Mozart and Beethoven. And 13-year-old pianist Joe O'Grady opens the concert with Beethoven's Pathétique Sonata. What an honour.
What an honour indeed. A wonderful piece. Imagine taking that on at 13 years of age.
Yeah, I certainly wasn't playing that at 13,
no,
I can tell you.
Not at all. I'm not playing it now.
The Source Arts Centre in Tipperary welcomes back Chamber Philharmonic Europe this Friday at 8 o'clock, featuring award-winning soloists Cyril Gusaroff on trumpet and violinist Michael Gershwin. The programme includes music by Corelli, Zuck, Bach and Rachmaninoff, and tickets can be got through the Source website, thesourceartscentre.ie. It's down to Cork next, and on Sunday the 24th at 12 noon, the Crawford Art Gallery hosts Soundscapes, a wonderful afternoon of contemporary Australian and Italian works by Santini, Edwards, Sculthorpe and Katz Chernin. The musicians are flautist Katrina Emtage, cellist Ilza Desaya and pianist Alexandra Garossi. The concert is free, so get there early to get a good spot.
Very good. Now, for our choral fix and the choral and vocal fans amongst us.
Yes, the Gotha Choir, conducted by John Dexter, perform Monteverdi's L'Orfeo at the Freemasons Hall, Molesworth Street on Saturday the 23rd at 8 o'clock. And the soloists include Matthew Long, Sharon Carthy, John Siobhan Elwes, Sylvia O'Brien and Brendan Collins. Siobhan Armstrong is on harp and Paul Herriot is the narrator. And tickets are £27.50 and available through Eventbrite.
Our own Paul Herriot.
That's right.
Indeed. Well, I'm glad to know that he's not singing, and I think he'd be glad of that too. And yes, there's a folk song and ballad seminar happening as well.
Yes, the Inish Own International Folk Song and Ballad Seminar begins on Friday the 22nd and runs until Monday the 25th and is packed with performances, talks and sessions in the tiny villages of Ballyliffin and Clonmany. So for everything you need to know and more, go to inishownsinging.ie. And finally, to Belfast on Saturday the 23rd in the Accidental Theatre, you can hang out with a robot. The Curious World of Bot in Audio Zones, featuring works by composer Bernadette Cormack, invites listeners to experience a sonic sphere of audio zones. So here comes the science bit. Basically, speakers are scattered around the space, so it feels like the sound is hanging in the air. So you walk around and listen carefully to the disembodied sounds, and sometimes you may come upon a sweet spot where the sound is fully audible and coherent. But if you move in a different direction, then you'll hear birds singing, people talking, whispering, or piano tracks, various sounds. So it encourages your auditory senses to fully appreciate Bot's sonic world. It begins at 3 o'clock and is approximately 30 minutes long, and there are four more showings on the day. Go to accidentaltheatre.co.uk for your tickets.
Wonderful. Sounds like a wonderful sonic experience.
Yeah,
indeed.
It does.
Sheila, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you again next week.